reloading for 2012.
The next step.
It's the start of the next round.
In 2012.
Be back next year, I'm sure.
2012.
What happens next?
Happy New Year to you. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry. We're starting a new series this week called Flash Forward, where we talk about the major issues facing the world in 2012. We're going to look at demographics and technology and other issues, but today we're going to talk about the future itself. And we've got an expert, at least as much as one can be an expert about the future. We're joined now by John Casty, the author of the book Mood Matters, From Rising Skirt Lengths to the Collapse of World Powers. John, good morning.
Hello, Todd. Good to hear from you.
And good to have you with us, and Happy New Year. John,
you
know, so many big events in this past year, you know, like the Arab Spring, turmoil in Europe, even the Occupy movement, the Tea Party. People have the sense that these events in 2011 aren't just like a big fire or a dust storm, news events like that, that there's something bigger at play here, that these might be truly world-changing events. Do you have that sense?
Well, I think that to answer that question, you really have to go back about 50 or 60 years to the period after the Second World War, when all of the geopolitical, economic, social structures that were put in place at that time are now coming to an end. And these events that you've just mentioned, they're just manifestations of this huge tectonic shift, if you like, of the whole way of the world. And so this is part of a much bigger picture, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how it's going to unfold.
So what kind of institutions from World War II do you mean? I mean, I can think of sort of the geopolitical order in the Middle East that was put in place largely by Britain and France, which is getting shaken up. That's obvious. Some of our financial institutions are obviously having to do things differently. What else?
Well, things like the you just mentioned, the Bretton Woods Agreement after the Second World War for finance, the establishment of the European Union, for instance, in the late 1950s, the NATO, establishment of NATO after the Second World War, in the military domain. So there are huge numbers of institutions, if you like, both official institutions like the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund, that were put in place. And the kinds of problems that we face today with the financial crises, the geopolitical crises around the world, and so on, what people are finally coming to realize is that the old rules that were part of those old institutions, that the institutions still exist, but those old rules don't work anymore.
Okay, so what does that mean for the future then? Because old rules are getting undone. I'm not going to ask you necessarily for a prediction yet, although I probably will later. Old rules are getting undone. Is this just upsetting the old chessboard and somebody has to reset the pieces? Or what does it tell you about the way the new rules are going to be written in 2012? What does it say?
Well, the old rules essentially like all rules, they're kind of a product of their time, and their time is basically now over. And so what we've seen in the last few years, and we're going to continue to see, here's one of my predictions, it will accelerate in the 2012, the recognition, number one, that the old rules don't work, and secondly, also the scary recognition of the fact we don't know what the new rules are going to be. They're being put in place more or less as we speak right now, and they're not something you design. They kind of evolve or emerge over the course of time. And so I think it's going to be another 10 years or so before the picture really starts shaping up as to what those new rules are going to be. But if you're running a company or a life, for that matter, you can't really do much in the way of serious long-term planning without knowing what the world's going to be like in 1, 2, 5, 10 years from now. So this is the scary part now.
And people in institutions in particular, really can't stand this idea of uncertainty and structures that aren't reliable, John Casty. Well, you talk, the title of your book is Mood Matters, and you talk about this idea of mood. I want to get into that a little bit. I've read that you say that the public mood shifts, but that things that we think of as big events don't necessarily affect the public's mood. Like Osama bin Laden is dead, but nobody's really feeling better because of it, even though that's a good thing. Is that right? Why should we care about mood? How does mood work in your mind?
Okay, well, I want to make the distinction on your show right now that I didn't make carefully enough in the book, and that is to distinguish the difference between beliefs and feelings. And when I talk about social mood in my book, I'm talking about beliefs, the beliefs that people as a group have about the future, not about how they feel emotionally at the moment, but about the kinds of beliefs. Do they believe the future is going to be better than today or worse? Are they fearing the future or welcoming it? And that sentiment basically is a strong biasing factor. I don't want to say it causes anything, but it strongly biases the character of the type of events that you can expect to see. And that's what my book, Mood Matters, is about.
This is really one of the basic tenets of politics, really, creating a negative mood or a positive one in how elections go, whether the incumbent stays in or they get or they sweep the bums out, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, I mentioned in the book, although I didn't put a chart in to show it, that when the public mood, the social mood, the beliefs of the future are negative prior to U.S. presidential election, without exception in the entire history of the USA, the incumbent or the incumbent's party is kicked out. And so this, for example, made it very easy to forecast the election in 2008 because there was enormous dissatisfaction and fear of the future, and the Democrats were almost a shoo-in. And unfortunately for the Democrats, in 2012, I think that process will be reversed, and they will get kicked out. So there's my prediction for your show.
Aside from any drastic, unexpected improvement in the economy, for example, do you think, based on your understanding of mood, that there's any way President Obama can remain president?
I think it doesn't matter who the Republicans run as a candidate, that he or she will be the winner, because I think the public mood in America will be worse in November of 2012 than it is today. People will be more fearful of the future at that time than they are right now. And that's a sure early warning indicator that the incumbent has to go.
John Casty, the control room has just marked you saying that, and I urge everyone in Washington to prick up their ears and listen to that statement, that it doesn't matter who the Republicans run. Barack Obama is basically doomed, according to John Casty.
Or Mickey Mouse. They can run Mickey Mouse as their candidate.
You got that, Jay, in the control room. Mickey Mouse. We've got it there. There's your prediction for 2012. No question about it. Hey, John Casty, we're talking a little bit about New Year's resolutions on the show. We're asking listeners to tell us about their resolutions, and if they don't make them, to tell us why not. Now, I know you don't like being called a futurist, but you talk about the future a lot, and you have a way of interpreting the future.
Yeah.
I'm a little skittish even to ask you about resolutions, because it feels almost trite, but I have to. How do you handle the dilemma of New Year's resolutions?
Well, I always make them, but then I always regret that I made them later.
So you're like everybody else.
But like everybody else, exactly. But this year, my New Year's resolution is to improve my German. So that's
nice.
And what level are you at now?
German speaking.
What level are you at?
I'm embarrassed to say. It depends on who you ask, but I think it's pretty lousy.
And do you understand when I say guten Morgen?
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen,
yeah,
John Casty.
I can say Auf Wiedersehen also.
Does this, John Casty, does this, your
it's got the basics.
Your desire to improve your German say anything about where you think Europe is headed and who's going to be on top when the Eurozone collapses?
You're reading too much into this.
I think that Europe is in a lot of trouble, worse trouble than the USA, actually.
Well,
but here I am, so I'll weather the storm somehow.
Well, John Casty's improving his German. He's author of the book Mood Matters, From Rising Skirt Lengths to the Collapse of World Powers. He's got a new book out coming out in 2012 called X Events, and you can pick that one up as well. John Casty, thanks for your resolution, and the White House won't thank you for your predictions, but we sure do.
Okay. Thank
Dankeschön.
Thanks so much. Dankeschön.
Danke. Auf Wiedersehen.